everybody, this is GR Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast, and in this episode of Season 6 of the Crime Chronicles, we're going to be talking about what goes on in the crimes that should never happen, but actually did. First and foremost, we're going to be saying, hey, remember, rich people, poor people, poor people like rich, rich people like poor, but then hey, do what you gotta do. Hey, remember one thing. You only have one life to live. You need to live your life to the fullest. This is what I want you to do. Remember this. Time is money, and money is time. Stop wasting time. You're only wasting your money. We don't want to do that. Right now, we're going to be getting into things that are like, let me tell you something about how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. Let me tell you something right now. Listen, every day that you're out here and you're living your life and you're coming into your true self, you're always asking yourself, how can I be successful? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the secrets that the wealthy don't want to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Stay rich and you stay poor. Simple thing is simple mathematics, okay? Here's one simple math. Let's look at the law of average. Okay, each and every day that you get up every day, what do? Here's what you do. You go to the grocery store. We're going to start talking right now. We're getting into this right now. You go to the grocery store. You go buy stuff at the grocery store. This is what you do. You go to the store. You say you have a list. Let's say you have a list of things that you need to buy. All right, breads, milk, eggs, cheese, canned goods and stuff, a few canned goods, some meats, some vegetables and stuff. This is what you're buying, you know, little things that you want to stock up on. And then in between that, you want to get a soda, maybe some bottled water or juice or whatever. Things like that. Okay, now you go to the store and you spend all that money buying these things. Oh yeah, you ran out of ketchup, so you have to have ketchup. You ran out of mayo, so you have to have mayo. Allow me to tell you what you're going to do. You're normally, because you are one of these type, like everyone else, because everyone else does this, because I'm telling you right now, I know exactly how everyone does. This is what everyone else does. You will sit there and buy the name brand products. If it's a store brand product, let's say if it's Great Value, we'll use Walmart. Walmart's globally around the United States, so every Walmart has a Great Value. So you go to a Walmart or a Sam's Club and use Great Value. Or you go to Kirkland's Signature, which is a Costco. We'll use those two. Those two are nationwide. Or, yeah, because those are pretty reasonably priced and more immediate. You go there and you buy that stuff, okay? And you're buying it. And you buy the name brand products, the Hunts, the Heinz, the name brands, the Best Foods, the Hellmann's. Those are what you're buying. And the reason why you're buying those things is because one thing, oh, that's a name brand product. That means it's good. It's quality. It's good. Well, let me tell you something. You're not going to get rich because here's what you're doing. You're spending all your money buying name brand products because you're spending your money for a short-term high. See, you're getting high for just a moment because you're buying name brand products. Oh, I gotta have Oreo cookies. I can't have the generic stuff. Only Oreo cookies because Oreo cookies are the best. I have to have the Keebler's chocolate chip cookies. I can't have the Hydrox. I can't have off-brand cookies. I gotta have Famous Amos cookies. I can't have that George generic store-bought stuff. Cause this is nasty. See, your brain is programmed to have your brain is programmed to eat only name brand products. So now I'm gonna help you because I'm gonna walk you through it. Here's what I want you to do. You're gonna change the way you think. You're gonna stop buying name brand products. We're going to start doing this because today right now is your turn, because today right now, this is your opportunity right now, because today you're going to start changing the way you think, okay? Because today is the day that you're going to change your mindset. Your mindset is about to change. You're about to wake up. You're about to smell the roses. You're about to become successfully wealthy. You're about to put more money in your bank account. Let me tell you something right now. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you right now what you're going to do. You're going to put more money in your bank account. So listen, let me tell you something right now. Every day that you're not being successfully trying to achieve your way of living, everyone always says, listen, let me tell you something. This is what happens. This is what I tell people. A lot of people always ask me, hey, you got $5? I'm broke. I tell people I'm broke. Even though I got $5 in my pocket, I'm broke. Let me tell you why I say that. Let me tell you something. This is the mindset that I have. Every pocket or shirt pocket, pants pocket, or wallet has to have money. I don't care if it's $1, I don't care if it's $5. My cell phone has its own. My cell phone has its own credit card. I'm not talking about like Apple Pay and stuff like that, where Apple Pay has a special card. No, my actual cell phone has its own credit card. If you are an Android person and you have Samsung, let me tell you something. This is for those who have Android. If you have a Samsung, Galaxy, whatever, any Samsung phone. We're not talking about, what about LG or this part? No. Samsung. I got Motorola. Samsung. Listen carefully, because y'all need to understand. If you have Samsung and they have what you call Google Pay, it's like Apple Pay. It's called Google Pay. And then there's Samsung Pay. Samsung has its own program called Samsung Pay. It's just like Google Pay, and it's just like Apple Pay. But the difference is, Samsung has their own credit card. Yes, it's their own credit card, their own bank card. It's Samsung Money by SoFi. It's a MasterCard debit card, debit MasterCard. And you can also do direct deposit. So say for you work at your job. Say you work at your job, okay? You love where you work at. At your job, you have direct deposit. So you can go to your job. You can go directly to your job and tell your boss, or you can go to your employer and say, hey, I want to have, you go to HR, because most companies have HR. You can go to HR and bring them, because on the app, it'll have direct deposit slip. You can get that direct deposit slip and print it. And print it directly. So I got the print. And you take that to your HR, or if you're like some companies, they have the mobile app, where they do everything via mobile app. My company does that, and that's what happened. So I went in there and I set it up. So now I have a direct deposit. So I have a direct deposit into my account. So that into that account. It's like if I'm having a direct deposit to my primary account. So now I have money going into that card. So now there's money being deposited in that card. So now that's money I don't see. So it doesn't matter. I don't care, because that's money I don't see. So when they deposit into my account, they also deposit in that account. So it splits. I only have a small amount in there, but that small amount adds up. So what I'm telling you is how you can be a way of making money. See, because right now, let me tell you something right now. Y'all out there, each and every one of you out there, y'all constantly spending. You spend more than what you have. Allow me to tell you a little story. Because right now, I'm going to tell you right now. It's story time. Let's get into story time. Here's story time. Y'all, each and every one of you out there who sit there and always listen about how I'm always broke. I'm tired of being broke. I'm always don't have enough money. Why you don't have enough money? Let me tell you why you don't have enough money. The reason you don't have enough money is because you don't want enough money. You want to have the wealth. You want to be successfully wealthy. You want to walk away. You want to have more money in your bank account. Let me tell you something. Oh, I want to tell you, this app is not sponsored by me. This app is not sponsoring this podcast, but I want to talk about it. It's called Webull. W-E-B-U-L-L, Webull. Webull is a good app for beginners. If you're trying to get into the stock market, Webull is a good app. Try that, okay? Webull is good. It's for beginners. Webull. It's for beginners. Webull is just for beginners. Trust me. And that app right there is the perfect app. It's going to help you. What you have to do is set up an account. I'm going to take Webull and I'm going to put it in my podcast link. One thing, I'm going to put Webull in there. I'm going to put that link in there. All right? When I do my thing, I'm going to put Webull in there. When you click on that, go to Webull. Click on my link. And it'll help you. Download the app and everything. Set yourself up. Deposit a minimum of $100. If you got $200, deposit $200. But I would say just deposit $100. Okay? Deposit $200. That's going to help you. All right? It's going to help you. And then once you put that in there, people say, well, I got $200. Okay, deposit $100. If it hurts you, deposit $100, something wrong with you. Rob Peter to pay Paul, eat like a gerbil for 2 weeks. You get paid in 2 weeks. Unless you get paid twice a month, first and 15th. Then congratulations. You know how the first 15 falls on whatever it is. Or unless you get paid once a month. Well, then, I'm sorry. Then you got to wait once a month. Then you're really broke now because you don't have any money until the first. Okay? That's what I'm saying. So you got to be able to micromanage. And then when you put your money in, and then when you get Webull, it'll help you. And then start you will actually get some free stock. So there, I just told you how that can help you. Now, let's get back to what I said. That's what I said about Webull. Webull is good. That's going to help you. Alright, I might put that in the link and stuff. Mr. Weevil, I got you. I got you. Now, let's get back. You're sitting there at the store. You're buying stuff. You need to start buying off-brand stuff. Generic stuff. Why? Because the money that you normally would spend, what I want you to do is this. Get a calculator. Go to the store. Get a calculator. Go to your local grocery store. Get a calculator. The normal name brand products you buy, see how much it costs. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and this is what sometimes happens. Sometimes you can go to the store and a name brand product may be cheaper than the store brand. They do that on purpose. Why? It's called a sale. They do that because it's a sale. And they do that to get you to buy their product. So if the store has an excess amount, let's say the store has let's say Hellman's or Best Foods. Best Foods Mayo. If Best Foods Mayo is cheaper, they have so much Best Foods Mayo, they're trying to get rid of it because they don't want to, you know, throw it away. What they do is they'll sell it, they'll lower the price. They will lower that price, and that right there in return is saving you money. So you see Best Foods in there for like, say, $2, instead of a big jar for like $1.50, but normally it's like $3, but it's $1.50, you buy it. You buy what's on sale. You don't sit there and go, well, I have to buy the store brand because you said. No, I didn't. I said you buy what's on sale. Buy what's on sale. Buy at a bargain. Buy what's on sale. Buy at a bargain. You gotta start thinking like, your mindset has to be thinking like, I got to make this money. And then I'm telling you, make this money. Get out there and grind. Get out there and hustle. Get into this mindset of being a beast, okay? I want you to think. Start programming your brain. Start thinking, okay? I gotta make this money. I gotta start acting like I'm broke. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, every time that you don't save any money, by the time you get to the age to retire, because if you don't have a 401k or you don't have a pension, you're just working at some regular job, but don't have a pension or 401k, but I need all my money, you're only going to have, let me tell you something, if you don't have a 401k, stop. If you don't have a 401k or you don't have a pension and you're just working, okay, by the time you get to retirement, Guess how much you're gonna have? You're gonna have $250 every month. Guess what that's from? Social Security. Because Social Security is only the bare minimum, which is $250. That's what you're gonna have. So you don't have a pension or you don't have a 401k because, oh, you can't afford it because, oh, I need my money. But you don't care about what happens when you get to the age of retirement. You're gonna be broke. You're gonna be sitting there struggling. And oh yeah, the apartment you're living in, you can't live there, so you gotta go live in the ghetto. You gotta go live in the PJs. And you're like, well, I don't want to live there. Well, I can't. I want to stick around there. Well, how can you stay where you're at if you have no money in your pocket? Or you bought a house, but you can't stay in your house because, let's say you own a house. Let's say you did everything right. You own a house, right? You end up getting a house. But you don't save any money because you're constantly, oh, I have to pay my rent, pay my mortgage, and this and that. Let me tell you something. If you're not saving money to buy you a house, then what are you doing? Because let me tell you something right now. It doesn't matter how much money you got, because when you retire, no matter how much money you got, let's say you retire and you have, say, 50 grand in the bank. We're going to use that. Yeah, 50 grand in the bank. That's not enough to live off of for the rest of your life. Is it? No. You need to get some stocks. You need to get some crypto. You need to start investing. Start following. Start doing. Listen, start doing. Put yourself in there, get some crypto. Get in that crypto. I'm telling you, crypto is what you need. You need to have some crypto. Need to have some, either get some stocks, get some ETFs. You know, some people say, well, I can get some NFTs. Whatever. Do something. Get some digital real estate. Get some digital real estate. Now I'm going to tell you something that you definitely got to get. And for each and every one of you out there, I'm going to recommend this. Got to get you some gotta get you some digital real estate in the metaverse. You're probably like, what do I gotta do that? You gotta have some digital real estate in the metaverse. Go get it. Listen, go get it. Get some digital real estate in the metaverse. I'm recommending that because I want you to have a little more money. Put that money in your pocket. Start getting out there hustling, grinding, all right? You're not doing what you're doing, grind. Get out there in that beast mode. Get into this mindset. Get into the mindset of what you need to do. Put yourself out there. Listen, every day that you're not trying to build your empire, build your equity, you know, to have money, you're not. Seriously, each day that you're not getting wealthy, showing what you're doing, putting out that efforts of making yourself more money, guess what you're doing? You're becoming a settler. We don't want a settler. You want to be able to have money in your bank account. You want to be able to have that thing. Like, let me tell you something right there. People don't want. You ever heard this old saying? You know, people always say, well, I got a good woman. Most women don't want a man who's broke. And I'm going to tell you that from living experience. If you are broke, if you're a broke Negro, they don't want you. If you're a broke girl, God don't want you. But, listen, but there's a but. See, that's a flip side story. There's a but. Here's the but part. But sometimes broke female can pull more guys than a broke dude. Than a broke dude can pull more females. A broke female can get any guy because all she has to do is open her legs. And a guy will sit there and be like, I got you. I got you, ma. I got you, mommy. I got you, ma. See what I'm saying? She will give. She can give up. Give up that coochie, and guess what? And she's there. But you get a guy who's broke. Guess what? Women won't take him. Women won't be with him. Women don't want him. They wouldn't even talk to him. They'll be like, "Ooh, get away from me." You know, there's that old saying: a good woman, a good man is hard. A good woman's hard to find. You know why it's a good woman's hard to find? Because all you have out here is dogs. Women that just dog. Women treat you bad. Women don't respect a man. Want to treat them like they're dirt. So that's what happens. Women that get treated like dirt. So when you get treated like dirt, that's what happens. You're treated like that, and that's all it is. You're treated like dirt. And there's no such thing as a good woman. Yeah, good woman's hard to find. Yeah, there are good women. But because you don't think like they think, you go out there and you sit there and you work hard, you grind, you do everything you're supposed to do, then all of a sudden, they don't want to be with you. Because guess what? You're working too hard. You don't have time for them. So you're out there busting your ass. You're in this beast mode. You're grinding. You're achieving your dreams. You're trying to be successfully wealthy. You have no time for this girl. So this girl looks at you like, so you can't be with me? Why? How come I? Where's what's going on? I need you in my corner, but you can't be in her corner. Bro, you're working all the time. She wants to go out, she wants to go party. But you can't party. You can't party because you're constantly working. She look at you like, why are you, how come, I want to go out. Let's go to the club. Let's go out to eat. Let's go to a restaurant. But you got no money. But you're constantly broke. You're constantly broke. Because you're trying to save money to buy you a house. You're trying to save money to build your brand. You're trying to save money to build equity, to invest in stocks, to buy some ETFs, do some crypto. But getting still, she doesn't see it that way. What she sees about it is, I'm hungry. I need to eat. I gotta eat now. I need food. I need food. I gotta eat now. I need food. Ah. See what I'm saying? That's a typical woman. They don't see the longevity. Now, Not saying all women, because everybody always get mad at me and be like, man, JR, man, yeah, that's not all women. My woman's gonna hold me down. It's not all, like I said, it's not all women, it's only some. Some women will hold you down, others won't. So what I'm telling you right now, you need to find that woman that'll hold you down. You gotta find that woman that'll be in your corner when you at your lowest. When you have nothing, and you're just struggling, and you're out here grinding, and you're struggling to live and to make ends meet. You need to find that woman. You gotta find that woman that'll be there for you, fellas. And for women, you gotta find your boo, your man, that's gonna hold you down. It's the same thing I say that to women. You gotta find that person, or you gotta find that life partner, whoever it is, non-binary, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, it doesn't matter to me, because it matters to you. Because I always say, no one lies in that. No one's gonna make that bed with you, because you're the one that's gonna have to lie. So whoever you choose to be in your life, remember, they're either in your life for a reason or for a season. You have to find out what are the reasons they're in your life for. Because if they're in your life for a season, why are they in your life for a season? What is the reason? Are they there to teach you a lesson? Are they there to show you something? Are they there to motivate you, to inspire you? What are the reasons? You need to find out, okay? That's what I'm telling you, you need to find out. That's what you need to do, okay? Because in order for you to grow, you need to do that. So listen, put yourself in my shoes. Start getting into that mindset. Get into beast mode. Because right now, your opportunity to be successful is today. All right? Hey, everybody, this is J.R. Bell. Well, I got your 6th podcast. Hey, listen, I love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for listening to me. We'll catch you in the next podcast. Hey, by the way, Bravo 6 going dark.